Chapter 10. Gohan sat at his father's bedside. He could hardly stand to, but there he sat. Every time his father screamed, it felt as if someone was digging at his soul with their fingernails, raking and scarring his heart. Goku had, all unknowingly, become the most important person in Gohan's life. He taught him everything that Gohan valued in himself. Everything good that was in him had come from his parents, but mostly from his father. As Goku's pained cries rang out through the cabin, Gohan fumbled for the little glass bottle that held his father's life. Carefully unstoppering the vial, Gohan brought it close to Goku's lips while Chi-Chi tried to calm his thrashing. Several seconds after the cold blue liquid trickled down his throat, Goku's expression calmed and grew peaceful once again. Gohan couldn't stand it. His father was the best and kindest man alive. He didn't deserve to be lying here, helpless, screaming in agony. For the first time in a long time, Gohan sent a wish out to the world. Please, please just let my father get better. I don't know what I'd do without him. It was a measure of the change in Gohan that he could even make a wish. He thought he'd given up on wishes a long time ago, after learning the hard way that they never came true. But his father had taught him different. Sometimes wishes were answered, and Gohan fervently hoped that this would be one of those times. Thinking back, Gohan fondly remembered the last few years, and all his father had done for him. It had been hard at times, but it had also been fun. He'd had a birthday party, the first he could remember, when he walked into the kitchen that morning, and his mother and father had smiled and wished him a happy birthday. He had been surprised, slightly embarrassed. He had admitted that he hadn't known that the day was his birthday. Goku had smiled and reassured him that there was nothing to be embarrassed about. They had gone out to spar as usual, but had stopped early. Gohan had been surprised when they'd returned home to find the house decorated and the table set with all of his favorite foods. Another table had been set off to the side, and on it rested several brightly wrapped packages. Gohan had been confused at first. He hadn't known what was happening. He had looked to Goku for answers, and his father had clapped a hand on his shoulder, somehow sensing his confusion. "This is for you, Gohan. It's a birthday party. To celebrate the day you were born," he had said. At the time, Gohan had been shocked. All of this was for him? They did this all to celebrate his being born? At that moment, he had been overcome with such a rush of emotions that he'd hardly known how to deal with them. A party to celebrate his existence? Confusion and embarrassment quickly faded and were washed over with love and happiness. Here, in this place, people were happy that he was alive. He had quickly adjusted to Krillin and the Ox King, who had also attended the party, and had realized that it was possible to feel affection for someone you weren't related to, as he watched Piccolo stand in the corner alone and unspeaking, but there nonetheless. Gohan sighed, watching his father, now sleeping peacefully. His strong face was unmarred by lines, and he looked for all the world as if he were just taking a nap. Gohan felt his heart leap to his throat as he heard the front door rattle. Jumping to his feet, he fell into a defensive stance before his father. The door burst open to reveal Krillin? And the boy from the future? The other Super Saiyan? Krillin smiled reassuringly at Gohan. "It's okay, Gohan. It's just us. But we need to move Goku. The androids are on their way here." Gohan's eyebrows shot up. "You mean you didn't defeat them? But that guy," he pointed to Trunks, "and Vegeta are Super Saiyans." Krillin shook his head. "It doesn't make any difference. We were crushed. Goku is our only hope." Gohan looked down at his sleeping father. He was the hope for this world. Gohan looked up as the boy from the future spoke to Chi-Chi. "We have to get Goku out of here. We're taking him to Kame House until he gets better." Chi-Chi nodded firmly. "Let's get going." Gohan arranged himself a bit more comfortably in the seat of the jet. From the front of the plane, Krillin called to the young man who was pacing in the back. "Come on, sit down, Trunks. You're making me feel more nervous than I already am, and that's quite a feat." Smiling, Trunks strapped himself in across from Gohan, only to see the boy staring at him curiously. "What is it?" Trunks asked. Why was he looking at him like that? Gohan was surprised, but not unduly. "Trunks, you're Vegeta's son." Trunks hesitated a moment, then nodded. Why not? It seemed that his secret was out. Everyone else already knew. "Yes, I'm Vegeta's son from the future, a future where the androids have destroyed everything. I'm here to stop that from happening to this world. I can't save my own world, but maybe I can save this one." Gohan saw his own sadness reflected in Trunks' blue eyes. Here was someone else who knew what it was to be helpless, unable to affect your own destiny. "I know what you mean," Gohan replied hesitantly. "I want to save this world, too." Gohan bit his tongue before he could say, "For once." Trunks looked at the small boy sitting across from him, his sensei as a child. He was startled to see the haunted look he knew so well present in the child's eyes as well, remembering how they had found the boy's battered body in the rubble of Frieza's ship. Trunks lost his surprise. This Gohan may never have had to deal with androids ripping apart his world, but his eyes held the same sag that told Trunks worlds had indeed ridden on his shoulders, and he knew the pain of failing them, or worse. Smiling, Trunks reached over to clap Gohan on the shoulder, a bit surprised as the young boy jumped. "I can see we've got a lot in common, Gohan. In my timeline, you were my sensei. You were a brave fighter like your father, and you fought valiantly against the androids. You have the same look in your eyes as the Gohan I knew. You're stronger than you know, Gohan. We won't fail." Gohan was a bit shocked. The man seemed to know his fears. Looking up, Gohan gazed into the purple-haired youth's eyes. Seeing the dark secrets floating beyond that pale blue, Gohan understood. Trunks knew his fears because he shared them. Giving a small smile, Gohan said, "I'm sure you're right, Trunks. We'll succeed."